It is going to be a holiday weekend, and there's a lot of interest about the weather across the Midwest as we move forward through the next 48 hours, of course. And the outlook is looking not too bad for the majority of the region. We are going to see a few showers occur later today and into the night tonight across the eastern portions of the Midwest, mainly from the Great Lakes region, southeastward into parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Precipitation will be more significant further off to the east, with a large region of rain from the Carolinas into parts of New England. Of course, Hurricane Arthur will take center stage of the newsstands over the weekend. We're expecting to see the storm produce widespread significant rainfall and some windy conditions in eastern portions of North Carolina later today and overnight tonight. We will expect to see the precipitation from that storm system also working its way northward across New England, parts of New York and Pennsylvania. Even though the storm center itself will stay off the coast, we will still see quite a bit of precipitation disrupting the holiday activities. But in the heart of the Midwest, a surface high pressure system is going to settle into the region. We're expecting that surface high pressure center to keep the temperatures rather mild across the region today and tomorrow, with a lot of fair skies expected through the holiday. And as we get on into Saturday and Sunday, we'll likely see the high pressure system pulling off to the east, and in doing so, we'll likely see a return of some scattered showers and thunderstorms to parts of the Midwest. Those storms will likely begin in the western Corn Belt as early as Saturday afternoon, and we'll see the precipitation working its way on into the rest of the Corn Belt as we move into Sunday and Monday. The best chance for precipitation in the lower parts of the Midwest, where it has been drying down recently, will hold off until probably Monday into Tuesday of next week, and a follow-up disturbance coming along as we move into Wednesday and Thursday. So the bottom line is that everybody in the Midwest will have an opportunity for at least some rainfall at one time or another over this next full week, and the precipitation that results will be sufficient for supporting normal crop development and also still allowing for enough dry weather for support of any other farming activity that needs to be dealt with. The second week of the two-week forecast for the Midwest will continue to suggest that there will also be a tendency here for precipitation to be mostly light and not likely to be heavy, but still widespread across many parts of the region. And because of that, we'll likely see a continuation of favorable moisture conditions across most of the Midwest as we go further into the corn reproductive season. In other areas across the U.S., the conditions still look to be quite favorable, but probably the warm-up that's taking place across the plains will be of most interest as we move forward through this next 3 or 4 days. The temperatures in the Midwest, of course, will be quite cool, with a lot of 70s expected for highs, even some upper 60s over the next few days, or next, actually really today, and then we'll start seeing some warming take place after that. The warm-up will likely see to it the temperatures get back into the 80s by the time we get to the heart of the weekend, and those 80s will become more common during the early part of next week, at which time we'll probably end up with seeing some temperatures that will get up into the lower 90s across the southwestern part of the Corn Belt and neighboring areas of the Delta. And as we move on out a little bit later next week, the warmth will likely continue, although with the increase in shower and thunderstorm activity coming up, we're probably going to see the temperatures back off just a little bit.